Dash. Good morning, it's Friday, January 21st. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect a cloudy morning to turn partly cloudy with a high of 47 degrees. The evening is cloudy with a low of 35 degrees. The weekend could see sun and clouds with highs in the mid-40s and lows in the mid-30s. An apparent murder-suicide in Graham is under investigation. The Pierce County Sheriff's Department said a 68-year-old man killed his 75-year-old female roommate on Thursday afternoon. The scene is in the 2440 block of 94th Avenue East. The woman was also the homeowner. Sheriff spokesperson Sergeant Darren Moss said it sounded as if she was in the process of evicting the man. A friend of his visited the house to check on him, found the two people dead and called authorities. Hospitals are still swamped with Omicron, and Pierce and King counties are taking the brunt of the surge. Washington State Hospital Association officials held a briefing Thursday to give an update of operations in their health systems. Hospitals are operating in a guaranteed acceptance rotation protocol managed by the Western Medical Coordination Center. It was activated Wednesday to protect patients needing the highest level of acute care immediately. WSH's CEO Cassie Sauer said there were 2,333 confirmed COVID hospitalizations statewide, 145 now on ventilators, compared with 135 the previous day. Washington hospitals are seeing 30 to 35 COVID deaths on average a day, compared with 10 to 15 just a few weeks ago. Sauer said the deaths are almost all unvaccinated and unboosted patients. MultiCare Health's Dr. Michael Mint noted the difference that vaccines and boosters made in helping people avoid hospitalization and worse outcomes. People looking for rapid COVID tests can soon order them directly from the state. The Washington Department of Health shared details about the new program during a Wednesday briefing. Deputy Secretary for COVID-19 Response Lacey Fehrenbach said each household can order one kit, which includes 4 to 5 tests. The ordering website will launch in the coming days. Fehrenbach said the kit should arrive in 1 to 2 weeks, and they expect to serve about 350,000 households the first week. The announcement comes a day after the federal government soft-launched a similar program. Authorities want to know more about a shooting outside the Tacoma Mall that sent a man to the hospital. It started when an off-duty Tacoma Police Department officer heard gunshots Wednesday night in the parking lot. A 26-year-old man was then found on the ground by the north side of the mall. He was taken to the hospital with initially life-threatening injuries. Police later said his condition improved and his injuries were no longer considered as dire. Video shows a Thurston County student using profane language and yelling a racial slur at a player at a boys' basketball game. It happened January 14 during a game between Olympia's Capitol High School and Lacey's River Ridge High School. Capitol students are heard in the video making ape noises and referring to a River Ridge basketball player as a gorilla. The slur was made toward the player wearing jersey number 3, which the school's athletic website lists as Amari Steplight. His father took to Facebook to express his anger following the incident. Part of his post read, quote, "The student body at Capitol High School were yelling racial epithets during the game directed toward my son. One of the students recorded a video and shared it on social media and even tagged my son in the video," end quote. Olympia School District Superintendent Patrick Murphy gave a statement late Wednesday that said in part, quote, "This incident was promptly investigated, discipline was issued and restorative work is ongoing," end quote. The statement doesn't say how the student was disciplined. Two people are safe after Tacoma fire crews rescued them when their car went over an embankment. The Tacoma Fire Department reported the incident on Twitter at about 4:15 p.m. Wednesday. Crews performed a low-angle rope rescue in the 6600 block of North Marinera Street, a residential road west of Asalt Park. No one was hurt when the car went off the road, over the embankment, and landed in a wooded area. It's not clear what caused the crash. A new face is joining Gig Harbor City Council. Council members voted 4-2 to appoint Mary Barber to the vacant position. She was one of 4 people the council interviewed and 8 eligible candidates who applied. She takes up the seat left by Tracy Markley, who took office as mayor this month. Barber has worked in strategic communications and public relations for more than 40 years and served on the city's Parks Commission for about 2 years. During that time, she wrote in her council application that she, quote, "learned a lot about city operations, built relationships with staff, and gained a working knowledge of what it takes to achieve city goals," end quote. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit DNTOffers.do.